I went to Pakistan on what I perceived to be a holiday. You know, emotionally, obviously things had happened that I knew. Yeah, it was I was in a very strict and abusive, for me, household. You know, I'd seen I'd seen a lot of issues. I was taken there, and then when I was there, there was just this deluge of you know, she's here, so now we need the marriage to go ahead. And at that point, you know, you're just sitting there thinking, oh my God, what's happening? Shock, fear. All that I knew is that I didn't want it. The question wasn't a question. The question was making you comply, restoring honour. The fact that I'm saying no means that I'm beyond, you know, that I'm trying to exercise something that I'm not entitled to. So, you know, the fact is that it was they, you know, that had been agreed and I had to comply with it. And because I didn't want to comply with it, then I was beaten for it. And, you know, even though I managed to be, managed to get back to this country, you know, the issues continued for, you know, for a further 18 months to 2 years. And despite all my efforts and all my negotiation and all my, you know, my objections, which I was sort of saying, you know, I knew in myself that if I'd have gone through it, that would not have been successful, because for me, I wouldn't have wanted to put up with that. And so my idea was that, you know, rather than having the shame as they perceived it, me saying no, they would have the shame of a divorce. Or what, you know, that's, I knew that I would end up having more complications if I'd have gone through with it. And from my perspective, when I was abroad, I didn't want to do it. I mean, you have, it's not just marriage, it's you've got to get married, and then, you know, it's being forced to have sex and children and control there, and where's your way out? There isn't one.